We're up to week 11 of our series on the book of Hebrews. That's a long time to be going through a book, isn't it? Has anyone enjoyed going through the book of Hebrews? A few people have? Yes? Okay, that's good. Okay, so I want you to look up three verses in your Bible, and but we'll get there. So the first one is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. If you can get that one, that would be great. The second one is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. And then the last one is Hebrews 11, verse 6. So you'll probably need two fingers to keep your... to open up to those verses. All right, can we have the first one up? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Okay, this is what it says. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. We'll look at that in a moment. The second one, Romans 10, verse 17, says, so faith comes from hearing, and from hearing the word of Christ. And lastly, Hebrews 11, verse 6. I'll read it out anyway. 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that it speaks to us. This morning, God, I pray that you would help me to preach your word the way that you want it to be preached. Lord God, I pray that we would hear what you have to say. Not just what I'm saying, but deeper than that. What is the word saying to us? What is God saying to us this morning? Lord God, we want to hear what you have to say. And we pray, Lord, that we would be a people of faith. We pray that this morning that you would increase our faith. Lord God, your word says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so, Lord, this morning we pray that we would hear the word of God so that we can have more faith. And everyone who agreed with that said, amen. Excellent. Okay, now, when I lived overseas, I went to this school and it was sort of posh. And we used to have these big school assemblies, and you'd go into the main hall, and all around the hall there was all these plaques with people's names on them. Do you know those ones? Have you ever looked at those plaques and thought, oh, I wish I could be up there? You know, they might have been like the fastest runner at the school, or the ducks, you know, they were the smartest person that year. Have you ever looked at them? Yes, and you thought, oh, I wish I could be like them. Well, that's sort of what this is talking about in Hebrews chapter 11. Today they've got, this chapter goes through all these heroes of the faith, all these heroes of the Jewish faith. And as we've been talking about the last couple of months, about in this book of Hebrews, is that some Jews have become Christian, so they're now Jewish Christians, and the Jewish Jews are calling back the Jewish Christians and saying, hang on, you're getting ahead of yourself. And so we've been going through how all these Jewish sort of things pale into insignificance compared to Christ, how Christ is superior. And now this week it changes tact a little bit, because today it's actually beginning to talk about how Christ is superior to all of this Jewish stuff, without having to go too far back into Jewish thought and all that sort of thing. And so the way that the author does this is he starts off by saying how all the people, all these heroes of the Jewish faith, they were not fantastic or awesome because they kept the law, because they were Jews. Okay, because that was the main idea at the time, that these guys were awesome because they kept the law and they were Jewish. They were really, really Jewish. And so if you want to be like these heroes, you have to be just like them. You have to be Jewish. But then the author says, well, actually, the thing that all these people have in common is that they had faith. They had faith. And we see here that it tells us exactly what faith is. Chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. In the King James Version of the Bible, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word assurance, in the language that it was written in, sort of meant concrete evidence. Like there's just no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's a concrete reality. And so this is saying that faith is a concrete reality of the things that we hoped for. So, and a hope is a desire. Okay? Everyone say, hope is desire. Okay, hope is sort of like a feeling. Hope is something that you're hoping for, something that you're wishing would turn out well, the way that you would like it to go. But this is saying if you have faith, it is the assurance that you will get what you're hoping for. Isn't that incredible? If you have faith, it is the assurance that you will get what you are hoping for. But we have to remember that it's not just faith in anything, and that this faith actually goes a little bit deeper than just hoping and just having faith. So the first point that I want to make this morning, and if you're writing this down, the first point is hope without faith is useless. Everyone say useless. Useless. Hope without faith is useless. Okay. Some of my heroes of the faith are people that evangelize and go street preaching and do all this sort of thing. And so I remember when God told me to start up an evangelism movement that we were going to train young people to evangelize. And this was all going really well. And last year we did a few in, one in Adelaide, one in Warrnambool, and one in Melbourne. This year there's one in Canada. I don't get to go, but they're using our material and our resources. Anyway, but last year, while we were in Warrnambool, we were teaching on healing evangelism. It's just one of the types of ways that we teach people how to evangelize, okay? And while we were there, we went through the Word of God and we told them exactly what does the Bible say about healing. For example, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, it says that God has given all his disciples power and authority over every sickness and every disease. In the book of Mark, in chapter 16, where Jesus is sending the people out, giving them the Great Commission, telling them to preach, he says, if you believe, these things will follow you. People will get healed. Miracles will happen. He just said, if you believe, that's just what's going to happen. And lastly, there's what about in the book of James, chapter 5? It says, if any of you are sick, get the elders of the church to come and pray for you, and you'll be made better. Some great promises, right? And so we just taught them that, and we showed a couple of videos. We showed some videos of people getting healed while we watched these videos. And it was really, really incredible. But as we were doing this, a girl started telling us that she had to head home because she had a migraine. And we thought, well, this is the perfect opportunity to teach these kids how to heal the sick. And so we got her to stand up in the middle, and she was fine for that. And we all, put a hand on her shoulder, and we began to pray. And as we did that, I heard God say so clearly, he said, she's got a back problem. Pray for her back. So we started praying for her back. And then I heard God say, her back is dodgy because she has one leg longer than the other. And I thought, oh, nah, that's not God. Okay, we'll just keep praying for the back. And it would not leave me alone. And so I was a little bit embarrassed. Because we've been watching all these videos of people's legs growing and all these incredible things happening. I thought, okay, this is just the video that's sort of getting into my subconscious. But it wouldn't leave me alone. So I said, look, this is going to sound really strange, but can we just see if you have one leg longer than the other? And everyone's sort of like, okay. And we checked it, and we got her to make her back straight, and we looked, and one leg was about an inch longer than the other. We thought, okay, no. Let's stand up, sit down again, make sure you're straight, make sure your legs are right, because you can do this thing. One arm's longer than the other. Really easy. But there was without a doubt that she had 1 inch longer than the other one. So we thought, okay, we've just taught people how to pray for the sick. Let's do it. So we all grabbed her leg and we started praying. We said, God, I hope that you will heal her. Oh, God, how good would it be if you healed her? This would be really good. And we're praying and we're hoping and nothing happened. Because hope without faith is useless. We had no faith. So we stopped. And I said, guys, we're praying wrong. I said, we're hoping. This is just sentimental. We're just praying because it's the nice thing to do. But I said, how about we inject some faith in here? I said, how about we start believing what the Bible says? Let's believe what Jesus said. Let's actually believe that this is going to happen. Let's have some faith. And so we prayed, and her leg grew right in front of us. No kidding. And I've got a video of her testifying that this is what happened. And she told us that she felt warmth. She felt the Holy Spirit come upon her back and come down her leg. And she felt something funny happening in her leg. Her migraine disappeared and she was healed. It was incredible. But hope without faith is useless. If we were just hoping And how many of us are like this? When we're praying, like, we don't even believe or have faith that something's going to happen. We just hope. Oh, God, I hope you can get me that job. Oh, God, I hope you can make me better. Oh, God, I hope that this will turn out well. I hope. But hope without faith is useless, because everyone can hope. Just because you have a desire doesn't mean it's going to come to pass, does it? You need faith. So point two is faith makes the impossible possible. Faith makes the impossible possible. Now, these heroes of the faith in Hebrews chapter 11, these were people that looked at impossibility but believed otherwise. So the way that the world was telling them to see what was going on, they disregarded what the world showed them. They disregarded the facts, and instead they believed the word of God. They believed something different. They believed something different. And so for us, once we injected faith, once we injected what God had said about healing, we were able to receive the promise. So you need to believe to receive. Faith makes the impossible possible. But it's not just hope. It's faith. Very, very different to hope. Faith is very different. But the third point I want to make is that faith must come from the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes from hearing the Word of God. You see, everyone can have faith in something, can't they? But it doesn't mean that you're just going to get whatever you want. You have to have faith in the right thing. For example, if you had a key to a door, you could just go to... Actually, I won't even talk about the key. If you go to a door and you go to turn the handle, you have faith that it's going to turn, don't you? But when it's locked, it doesn't move at all, does it? But you had faith that it was going to move. What you need is a key. But you can't just have any key. Say key is faith. Say your key is faith and you're putting it into the door. You still need to have faith in the right thing. I had... tomorrow, Sarah and I are going to a funeral of a friend of ours. He was only 30 years old. And he was a Christian. He was a minister. He got commissioned with Sarah and I just, 6 months ago. It was absolutely devastating. But I've been thinking about some of the good times that I had with him. And one of the funny things that I was thinking that relates to this was that he was telling me about his favourite movie. And we had very, very different tastes in movies. You know, like, I like guns and action and stuff blowing up and blood. You know, all that sort of thing. I love that sort of thing. You know, war movies. But he's more into, like, Star Trek and Stargate and, you know, aliens and all that sort of thing. But he told me about this movie, and he said that it's got these... You know, it's sort of like an action movie. And he said it was really, really good and that I should see it because I'd love it because I love that sort of thing. So I said, okay, we'll go get it. So we hired it from the video shop and it was the worst movie in the world. It was horrible. It was one of those... It must have been an Asian movie with English talk over the top. So, you know, his mouth is moving like this, but then there's like a million words in between. It was really strange. There was no storyline. It was horrible. It was such a bad movie. But the whole time I sat there... believing that what he told me was real. So I sat there thinking, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. An hour into it, it's not going to get better. This is horrible. But we watched it. But I had faith in what John had said. I believed him. And I put my faith into what John had said. But it didn't come to pass because he was wrong. That was a horrible movie. So faith has to come from the Word of God. One of the things about these heroes, they're all these people... that Hebrews chapter 11 is telling us is that they believed God's word. When God came to Moses, or when he came to Gideon, or when he came to Joseph and gave Joseph, you know, dreams and visions, when he came to all these people, they were always faced with this thing: do I accept what God has said or not? So often when we hear from God, the very first thing that we do is we doubt ourselves. We doubt ourselves. So, for instance, if I was to tell everyone here, I want you to pray for 3 people this week with incurable diseases, what would you immediately think? Ah, no, I don't have that gift. I'm not that bold. I'm not that strong. I'm not that courageous. I'm not... But the Bible says that we can do that. That's what the Bible says. But immediately, we begin to doubt ourselves. Moses, when God said to Moses, I'm going to use you to set my people free, he said, but God, I stutter. he doubted himself. Gideon was, you know, an angel of the Lord came to Gideon and said, "Gideon, mighty warrior." And he's like, "No, that's not me. That's some other guy. I'm hiding right now." We immediately begin to doubt ourselves. Once we begin doubting ourselves, we begin to doubt God's word. And in Genesis, when the serpent came and tempted... Jacob's getting nice and noisy. He's saying, "Preach, James. Keep going. So in Genesis, the devil, the very first thing that he said to Adam and Eve about with the apple was, did God really say you can't eat that apple? Did God really say we can heal the sick? Did God really say we need to preach the gospel? Did God really say that we can live a holy life? Did God really say that your marriage can get better, that you're going to find work, that everything's going to be okay? Did God really say that?" We begin to doubt God's word. As soon as we begin to doubt God's word, we begin to doubt God. And it's a very, very slippery path down from there. But the thing that all these heroes had in common was that they had faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 6 said, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." Everyone say impossible. If you do not have faith, you cannot please God. If you are not pleasing God, you will not get the rewards that He wants to give you. If you do not have faith in God for Him to save you, He won't save you. If it's just a hope, you're not going to be saved because you need to have faith. If you're believing for someone's for their healing, if you're just hoping, it's probably not going to happen because you need faith. Faith is very different to hope. So let's just recap what we've said. Firstly, hope without faith is useless. Secondly, faith makes the impossible possible. And thirdly, faith must come from the Word of God. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that Your Word is truth. We thank You that Your Word is spirit. We thank You that if we put our faith in the Word, it will come to pass, because You are faithful and You keep Your promises. Lord God, I pray for each and every single one of us here this morning, Lord, who may have been hoping but not putting our faith in You. Help us to put our faith in You. I pray for those of us, Lord, who are having faith in what You have said but haven't seen it come to pass yet. Lord, help us so that we don't doubt ourselves. Help us so that we do not doubt Your word, and help us not to doubt You. Instead, Lord, I pray that we would hear Your word this morning, and that we would have faith. Just quietly, I want you all to think about the things that are going on in your life. Think about those impossible situations. Maybe you need a job. Maybe you want peace and can't find it. Maybe you want healing but can't find it. Maybe you just want life in all its fullness. I'm not sure what it is that you want or that your hopes are. What are your desires? You can have your hopes and desires if you put your faith in God, and if you put your faith in His Word. If that's you this morning, that you've got these desires that just don't seem to be coming to pass, just want to put your hand up just quickly while everyone's eyes are shut. Just quickly, because I'd like to pray for you. Thank you. There's a few down the front. Another up the back. Fantastic. Let me pray. Lord God, I thank You for these people that have put up their hand and have said, "Lord, we've been hoping, but now we want faith." Lord God, I pray that they would have faith. I pray that they would have faith and that they would put their faith in You and in Your word. Lord Jesus, we pray that these things will come to pass, and we believe they will, because we're trusting in Your word. We're trusting that You are truth. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.